like they say that he has.
We were discussing yesterday fundamental question. We have the whole sugya of Tzrayus, where the Baruch Hu was machadish. That's that the chiddush of Tzrayus is not just the guy with Hashlumim. The chiddush of Tzrayus is the guy with Etzim Chiyuv. The whole parasha of Tzrayus is the chiddush. And Rav Shailo, Gufanan, is within the halacha. See, it doesn't distinguish the law of the Lashon Gemara. Yesterday we asked from the Rosh is chayr not like that, and we said Rashi is also chayr not like that. As Rashi says, some of the blessed hill himself, chatzi nezik charis. So nezik shalom svirle is mashum Rashi clearly in sumchis that without the loch meshim Sinai of tzrayris, you would still be chayr. Yeah, and that's the sheet of sumchas. They chayiv nezik shalom. Naturally, you're chayiv paket because kaychay is kegufay natural. But yesterday we had brought in the shainim, shalom shainim. That when the Gemara in the Daf Tzvavim Bei says the hilchos gemira lo d'maina, that the Rosh Lav Dafka is that and says you don't need the halacha Talmid's Mammon, Pashit's Mammon. All the Halacha Mishnah is doing is just playing around with the amount of the payment, but be sorry about the Zechiyah Mammon. Kayachas Kegulfai, Zechiyah Mammon. We said though the Rashi and others have the Gersa, or take the Gersa seriously, of the Halacha Mishnah is that it's Mamayna. It means we need a lochem hashem the gufa. Tell me that it's mammon. So that's mashma. That without lochem hashem sinai, we would say you're potter. The lochem hashem gufa telling me yichayev. But for us, it's telling me yichayev as mammon because it's the lochem hashem is gufa mechadish to me. We said yes, the koyche is gufa. That's gufa part of what lochem hashem is telling me. The mail is by telling me it's mammon. That's how it's being megal to me. What the lochem hashem of Sinai is being mechadish to me. Then it's telling me the zechiyah, but it happens to be zechiyah mama, but it's gufa telling me the zechiyah. So the chayra, so how is that shem Rashi? He says the simple hold is not lochem hashem of Sinai. So why yichayev nezek shalom? If we need lochem hashem of Sinai gufa, tell me the yichayev. That was the question we left off with. I was just thinking this morning, I was talking to Meyer, that it could be very simple, that Enechanami, Vada, the Pashas is, Kaychay, Gigufay. And that's the symbol of the Holy Pain, Ezek Shalom. Now, but if the Loch Mesh Messina would come and tell me that you pay Chatzi Nezek, so now, somebody that sees this, right? Someone that sees this halacha mishnah. If all halacha mishnah said was you pay chatzi nezek, so I would right away my mind would start thinking. One second, why are you paying chatzi nezek? Is it downgrading it, or is it upgrading it? The Rosh assumes it's partial that it's downgrade, but let's say we don't like that, right? There's one. Yeah, somebody that sees this halacha mishnah in Sinai, that Tzrayus pays chatzi nezek. How does he starts analyzing that, and he's very confused. This chatzi knows that chatzi nezek palganis knas is chatzi nezek, and it's a knas, so maybe it's also a knas. Maybe it's chatzi. Why is it chatzi nezek? Once it's not the regular payment, then he's very confused. What's the nature of this chiyuv? What is the Loch HaMashim Sinai telling me? You're right, without the Loch HaMashim Sinai, here's the knetch. Without the Loch HaMashim Sinai, Avada, the Muskel Rishon is Kaychis Kegufay, and therefore you pay Nezek Shalom, as if someone doesn't hold the Loch HaMashim Sinai, then it's Pasha, you pay Nezek Shalom. That's Pasha. The Shaila is, now that I have the Loch HaMashim Sinai, how do I look at it? I see a Chatzin Nezek. I'm very confused now. I know Palak Nezek Knasa, Chatzin Nezek is Knas.
So maybe this is also knas. That's why the Loch Mashma Sinai has to come and tell me that no, it's Palganiska, but it's Mamayna. So it's not a stira in Rashi. Yesterday we were saying that the Halacha Mishnah is good for telling me that it's Mammon. So the pshat is that if not for that, I wouldn't know that. If not for that, I would think you're Potter. If not for that, I would think there's no Chiyav. It's not a Chiyav Mammon. And the whole Halacha Mishnah is good for telling me that it's Chiyav Mammon. That's how we could have learned. That curious, that's could have learned Rashi. We learned Rashi yesterday. Maybe the sheet learns that way. People could learn that way. Yeah. But in Rashi, we had a problem in Erev Bay. So in Rashi, we'll say it a little different. That Avad without the Loch Mashmi Sinai, Avad, it's Mammon. And you pay Nezek Shol, and that's Shid of Samchis. Without the Loch Mashmi Sinai. But now that we have the Loch Mashmi Sinai, it's not clear anymore. So therefore, the Loch Mashmi Sinai has to cover itself. And the Loch Mashmi Sinai has to tell me that no, don't think that because it's Chatzi Nezek that's really Knas and really there's no Chiyav Mammon over here, because Kaich is not Kegufay, that you might have thought by seeing this Loch Mashmi Sinai, you might have thought, although I always thought the Kaich is Kegufay, Loch Mashmi Sinai is telling me Kaich is not Kegufay. So that's why the Loch Mashmi Sinai has to cover itself and tell me no, don't think that Kaich is Lav Kegufay and we're just being Mechayev Chatzi Nezek. No, like you thought the whole time, you're right, Kaich is Kegufay, relax, Kaich is Kegufay, but stop, we go easy on the guy, since it's only Kaich, we go easy on the guy, and you only pay Chas Nezek, but how do we know that? We only know because they told me that's Mammon. So that L'chay, I think, would be the issue of Farashi. Okay, so in the middle of the Rashi, actually, by, I think, Tzroiris, so let's go back to the Gemara. Okay? So Gemara said, want to know what's the Mechalikus Mosin Banan? So Gemara said, Mechzer, Mechzer, Mechitani. Tzroiris, Kirchai, Chati Nezer. Chazi, Shainai, Ba'ashba, Nezer. Cham, also Chati Nezer. Simcha says, no, both of them is Nezer Shal. Zog Rash. Ach, Rash, Nezer, Chams, Leslai, Hilkos, and that's what we got. We got that whole thing.
So if we're saying then that we could even say that Simchas doesn't need the Halacha Moshe Messina, isn't that still problematic for the Rambam?
Of course. Rash Zichal Rambam. I'm not trying to explain. In the Rambam, is right, like we're there. No, I'm not changing it. I'm not leaning the whole yesterday's shir. I'm saying one point we had a stir Rashi. I'm changing what we said a little bit. I'm changing it to fit the Rashi. That's all. I'm not being chayz in the whole thing.
Didn't we want to make Rashi work with the Rambam?
Yes, because of the Girsa. Oh, if Loch Mashmi tell me that's Mammon, so I understood it. That's telling me that Etzim without the Loch Mashmi Sinai you're Potter.
Changing Rashi and Abgimel.
I'm changing what we thought in Rashi and Abgimel. We thought in Rashi that's been Megal to me on what is the Pashtus. So now I'm saying no, it's not being Megal to me what's the Pashtus. It's been Megal to me. It's to fix a potential mistake that I might have made. It's preempting a mistake that I might have made. In the Rambam, we could say it the other way. I said that's a right. Havana that Girsa could be telling me that Be'etzem that the Loch Mashmi is being mechadish the Chiyuv that I'm still like and that I'm still saying for the Rambam, for Baruch Ber, for everyone that could still be true.
Rashi and Gimel is being broken.
I'm saying Rashi and Gimel is not going to. That's right.
That's right.
I'm just being miyashu that's there. Then it's different than what we thought over there. It's along the same lines, but instead of being legal on the whole thing, it's just once we see that it's Chatzin Ezek, what I might have thought. Okay. Tzereris Kirchayu Zog Drashi Kloimer. Afagab Kirchayu Lahat is Tzereris. So even though it's Orchay. So therefore, Lachay, why should pay Chatzin Ezek? And still, Mashan Chazen, Mash Kamei, the Hilchos of Gemiri, Lo. Loch Mashmi Sinai, they pay Chatzin Ezek. Mechain. Chazir, Hanover, Umeitis Tsrairis, Bechaitmai, Habanam Kitsrairis, the Regel, Chom Mashu Kaichai, Vloy Gufai, Kari Tsrairis. So Rashi says,
that Tzrayrois, that Noiva Bashba, it's Tzrayrois, the regel, not shame. Chomash who koyche boy gufoy kari Tzrayrois. And it's Tzrayrois the regel. We saw yesterday, Tzrayrois says it's Tzrayrois of shame. Tzrayrois says Tzrayrois of shame. Actually, it's Tzrayrois of regel. Shaila is what's the machlokes? So you could have said, some do say, that Gufa, the Shaila we discussed yesterday, what is the gather of Shane being Kavanas Lazik? Is it enough Hana motivated, or you have to actually get Hana? That was one of the stuff we asked. And Tyson, we said that Hana motivated is enough, and that the Shita of the Tamaraj brings down that says that if you shoot it and you dropped it, we didn't have that Hana, you mean the Machloek is whether you chayiv or not. So you could say Tosis holds that's enough. that's why it's regular. Rashi could hold in the case of Noiv Bashba. You're not having. So you could say one of two ways in Rashi. Either you could say that maybe Rashi holds to the extreme. The first pshat you need enough from the hezek. Or, and that's why over here, you know, you may be having enough, but you're not enough in Hezek. Or you could say, maybe Rashi realizes that there's no enough in that essence poking around, and all Elamites are not motivated, and Rashi, they're not motivated, it's not enough. That's what you could have said to Rashi. And Emerson, Rashi Nav Gimel, and here I had a bit of a Lang, and it's negated to Rashi on Yechez and Bez, I'm going to see shortly. Rashi Nav Gimel, when it says Nischacha b'kais la'nasa, once that's told of Shane, Nischacha b'kais la'nasa, Metinfa peiris la'nasa. Those are two examples that the Gemara gives. Says Rashi the Pilasai, Metinfa peiris la'nasa, Shinis galgal alayin, Yeder chusim chamayrim. Rashi do me the Shane, Sheish hanol lezeikah. So Rashi learns Metinfa peiris. Is talking about you rolled in Paris, not that you were matel glolim, right? We had the Rash Mishans that discussed on that Gimel. So he said Paris that it's Dafka you rolled in it, or not that you relieved itself on it. And the machine called the Berchanal before that it was Asta Tzrache Ala Paris. Yeah, it was Mitzaris and Nimtsinendis. Right? So the Sheet brought down Machlaikis are showing him what is the case of Tinfa Paris. The Rabbeinu Chaim says it means that it relieved itself on the Paris. And that itself is the Anah. Even though it doesn't have enough in the Hezek, but it has the Anah. And the Rash Mishans over there says that no. It's dafka if you roll in it, but otherwise you didn't have enough in the hezek. That's what we saw, you know, that machlokes. So Rashi on that gimel does learn like the Rash Mishans. He doesn't say it was a tila glol. He says it was rovsa. Right. So you might think automatically, yeah, the Rashi holds that you need hana from the hazak itself, like the Rashi Mishans. In Cain, so we come to our Rashi over here, and we ask ourselves, why is Noiva Bashpa? Why is it not Shane? Why is Rashi arguing Taisus? Theoretically, you could answer that maybe we didn't say it's Rashi Shtasai on Dav Gimel. The Rashi Dav Gimel seems to say that what Taisus says, Hana motivated, is enough to be considered an Alazeka. Rashi holds that you need actual Hana, maybe even actual Hana from the Hezek. So that could be a possible explanation why in the Machlokes is Rashi and Taisus over here.
Maybe Rashi doesn't hold the Taisus here. That's why that's different.
There's not the Taisus of Shane. It was never said by Shane.
Again, I said that's a possible explanation. I didn't say that's the only explanation.
Okay.
Now, and that would stem Luchaira with the simple mashmayas of Rashi on Daf Gimel.
The Rashi Mishnah said that the Hezek needs to cause them, right?
No, the Rashi Mishnah says you have Hana from the Hezek. Rashi Mishnah says, if you matl glolim, yeah? Al ein lefar shetilu glolim al peiros. The eiz Hana osu lo ha peiros. The peiros didn't give you any Hana.
Which the mice have.
Just, the peiros was just nechetim, so where you did it. But the peiros didn't give you Hana. You had enough from what you were doing, but not from the papers. So I understand, right? Okay, I got the minute. Rashi gives the example. I'm not committing myself. Does he hold the lumbus of the Rechan of the Rashans? Or he just holds the Balacha? And he says the case of Tim Paris is a case of Ravtsa. He doesn't quite say why. Okay? Not the fairish, anyway. I mean, he does say at the end, okay, for honesty's sake, he does say, the hainu dumi deshein sheyesh an ola zeika. But that's not necessarily completely damning, because we'll see. He's just saying that he's also an Olazeka. He might not be coming lafuke. He says, "Dumi d'shem." He might not be coming lafuke. Talas Glolim. Rashi says the case of Tim Ferris is that they like about Rashi Mishnah. He doesn't say the Ferris because you need enough from the Ferris. He doesn't say that. Okay, and even when he says the Hainu Dumi d'shem the Yeshana, he's just explaining why the Ma'is is shame. Maybe it could be as all he's saying. Not coming with Lafuke service. Now, the Rebbe Kveger over there on that Rashi is Mitzayin to Rashi and Yechesim and Beis. Okay? So let's look at Rashi and Yechesim and Beis. So Rashi, Yechesim and Beis, when the Gemara discusses Atalos of Lolan, the Gemara is discussing whether or not there is a Yesh Adolatzrayus, and Adolatzrayus, whether or not the Shaykh become moved by Tzrayus to pay Nezik Shalom. Kitzur, the Gemara brings down a Braisa. Behem Shadul Golem, Yisa Budayim Mer Mashalom Nezik Shalom, Lezik Chatzi Nezik. So the Gemara wants to be a Yesh Adol, that's why he pay Nezik Shalom. That's Machlaikis. Gemara says no. They're arguing about Bechal by Tzrayris whether you pay Nezik Shalom or not. So in other words, the case of Bechal is the case of Tzrayris. The Gemara Ayetz Mishuna. Gemara says Dach Liyam. Ayetz Mishuna. So therefore, you shouldn't pay Chatz Nezik, you shouldn't pay Nezik Shalom anyway. They ain't dark, loud, but well, Nisa. So it should be told to Karen. Bechal doesn't go around relieving itself on dough. So, no, Dokli Alma.
was dochik lei alma, meaning shemez mokim tzar, says Rashi veila mokim lozes misham. Oh, fine. So therefore, it's not mishunim. My circumstances don't allow it to use the facilities. It's got diarrhea. Dila Nasa told the Shane he. He had not told the Shane. So the first Malachim Rashi, what's Rashi saying? Yeah, you're telling me it's Sreiris, you're telling me it's Mechaikis, Simchas and Rabbanon. If it's Lanasoi, says Rashi, it's told the shame. And therefore what? Therefore, the Chayr will be Nezuk Shal, Chayr Rashi is saying. Rashi seems to be saying, there is no Sreiris by shame, and there will be Nezuk Shal. Told the shame. So if you're talking about Shreiris, that's told the regular, told the shame. So must be it's not Lanasa. So in this Pshat Rashi, L'chaira, it's clear, Rashi is saying that Betzem, but if it's Lanasa, then it's told of what? Shame. So we see that even told Gulalun is considered shame. Well, we're declaring Rashi Nav Gimel. Yeah, Rashi Nav Gimel says the case of Timfapair is talking about that it rolled on it. The first Pshat Rashi here, and we're saying, you know, we're asking ourselves, Rashi Kamal Afukei Tol is Glolim, like the Rashi Mishans. We said maybe yeah, maybe not. So according to, if there's, even though Rashi Maisa argues this first trap, this first Pshat Rashi is Zicha saying that Tol is Glolim La Nasa is Shang. Right. So if we want to stem this Rashi of Gimel, we have to say that Rashi of Gimel is not saying that that's the only example. That's the example that he gives, but not that's the only example. You don't need, you know, that you don't need to have enough from the Hezek, like the Rashi Mishan says. You don't have to have enough from the Dover Nizit, like the Rashi Mishan says. Now, the Shail is in the second Lashon Rashi. Rashi himself argues on this. Rashi says, "Minir be'einai, b'chol gwolim, la'anasam hu." It's not true, no matter what. Even Mishalash is also, it's also la'anah. It also, when it relieves itself, it has enough. It has enough. Tafil ha'achi, la'av tol d'sheinin hu. Why? D'shein hezek of the gufo hu. V'hani tzeres din. So what is Rashi saying? Why is it not shame? Because it's not gufa. Right? He doesn't say that it's not shame because there's no anola zeka. He says it's not shame because shame is gufa. And it's not mashma that oh, Shane is gufa, meaning because only when it's gufa is there enough mezzin, which is what I think of what Lion was trying to say. Whatever. Rashi is, to me, is crystal clear, yeah, that he's saying, it's Parish Rashi, his deity. He's saying that Shane, the reason why, even though there's hanot, so it has the element of an ola zeka, it has that element of Shane, even though you're not being netted from the hezek. Not like we might have thought when we were Rashi Nav Gimel. Okay? Rather, but you need gufay. You need gufay. Bahani tzoris ninu. So male, it's not shame. Meaning, Rashi Chor is saying that shame, Rashi is saying that the chiddush of the parish of tzoris is in regal. Not in shame. I mean, no. The parsha of Tzreiris, that Kaicha is Chayiv, is the Chayiv saying that it's always red. It's always red. Tzreiris is told of Regal. Tzreiris is not told of Shein. And even tzeres of shein is not called shein; it's called regel. That's what Rashi is saying. And this, everyone speaks out. And the feed is Rashi. That's Rashi saying that it's garga shmak. The Gemara on the Gimel, and the Gemara goes through the whole sugya, the whole same kiyaitse, not kiyaitse. The Gemara comes out, the same is kiyaitse by, except that by told the regel, when Rapapa said, the same maf kiyaitse, but it's talking about told the regel. Whereas told the regel also kiyaitse by, oh my, it's service. Yeah? Pechatzinese. So the kasha is, the Sharon Memphis and asked the kasha. Hooray, Taisa says this tzaris by Karen. And the Rosh over there, the Sheet asks that this tzaris by Shane. Right? So why are you telling me? Rapapa said, told the same, was Lafki Aitzabem. He meant, told of Rego. But what tzaris? Told the same, Lafki Aitzabem. Yeah? Well, why Rego? Those are Mavkiya, it's by Tzareres. Tzareres of Karen, Tzareres of Shane.
The Gemara answers that.
Why?
No, it doesn't. Shalom and Elu.
Why?
And the Pater's Tzareres.
This is my point. Why are we doing myself told saying, why do I told a Rego?
Oh, Bedafka?
Why Rego? Yeah, Bedafka.
Oh.
Kikom Rapapa, those same Mavkiya, it's them, but told a Rego. That Gemara says? Kikom Rapapa, I told the Rego. We told the Rego. Kikom Rapapa, I told the Karen. Told the Shane. Told the Rego. Right? So the Shane Mashiach asked the Kasha. You say Rego is more Shia, whatever. It's Trutzimlach. Yeah? Well, Virashi is called good. It's called Shmak. The Virashi, the Takaj, it's only Rego. It's told the Rego. All Trades is told the Rego. We'll see when we get that few tests. It's going to make things complicated when we get that few tests. When the Morris talks about all the Karen, whatever, we'll see what to see about that. Okay? But for now, at least, ignorance is bliss. And for now, we have this rash, and we say that it's very geschmack, the Gemara of Gimel. Now, I have a big problem with this, okay? Because you have to, help cup here and keep everything together over here. Yeah? We just got through saying, which was yesterday, we discussed again today. Yeah? The Gabi, what is the gather of Tzairis? And we said, Rashi said, Sumcha says, Nezek Shol, he doesn't hold of the Elohim Meshmeh Sinai. Which means that Be'etzem, like Gemara says, Kepshutai, Kaiches Kegufai, Kaiches Kegufai, and therefore, like the Rosh said, naturally, Chayav Nezek Shalom.
Right.
Because Kaich is Gufay. So whatever the din of Gufay is, the din of Kaich is. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So now, if that's true, so what is Lach Mashmid telling me? Yeah? That, no, you're right, Kaich is Gufay, you pay Chatzin Nezek. There's no major shinui in the Lach Meshnei. The Lach Meshnei is nothing machadish anything to us. Just the payment. Just the payment. Yeah? So why is there no Tzareres by Shein? Why is there Tzareres by Shein? If Tzareres is a new Chiyuv, yeah? If Tzareres is a new Chiyuv, at least after the Lach Moshe Mesinai, Tanuchiyah, yeah? So then we have to understand what is the nature of this Nuchiyah. So you could say, Rashi Kim Chadish to me, that it's Tzareres, there's no thing called Tzareres, Kaichai, there's no thing called Kaichai, it's told of Rego. It's always, all Tzareres is told of Rego. Yeah? But if we're working with the natural assumptions over here, Then how could you be mechalik between? Why should you be mechalik between told of Shein and told of Rego? Why should you say that Atol's Glolim La Nasai is not going to be a told of Shein because it's not gufay, it's tzoreres. Mm-hmm. So it can't be told of shame. Why not? It's told of shame. Just like tzoreres of regel is told of regel, tzoreres of shame is told of is told of shame. Because kaiach is gufay. Because kaiach is gufay.
But shame is not kaiach. Yeah. Shame is only begufay. Rashi says. Shame is only begufay.
Why not? How does Rashi know that? Okay, that's my question. So the answer is, how does Rashi know it? Well, Rashi says it. If that would be the, you know, way we answer questions, then you know, we'll never ever have any questions. But
Rashi doesn't actually come out from the
Sefer. That's
why it has to be.
But Rashi doesn't say that.
Rashi and Gimel.
Rashi here doesn't say that. Rashi says the chiluk is gufa. He doesn't say there's no ano. He doesn't say that. I'm sorry.
Rashi and Gimel.
You could be a Talmud Rabbi Lai. Why does Rashi have a problem it being a told of shame? Rashi says that it's not, even though it's hanosai, it's not a told of shame. Says Rashi, lav told of shame, ninu the shame is zeke the gufa, the hani tzrayus.
So especially
it's not. Yeah, okay. It's not just time a question. Rashi told us that Rashi says kaiach is gufa, and someone says need aloch mitzvazinai, and naturally kaiach is gufa. Not just how Rashi knows. Rashi says otherwise. Not just how Rashi knows it. We have we buy Shitas Rashi. It's not like that.
Today.
Yes. Yesterday also. Yesterday we had a stira, but today we miash the stira. That's why I didn't ask Kashi yesterday. So, I don't know, that's Pal. Pal?
No, it's Pasha. It should be what then? It should be Shane.
Claire, yeah. I don't know. It's driving me crazy, this question. Now, back to our Rashi. Okay? Now that we've seen Rashi and Yidches, let's go back to our Rashi. What does Rashi tell me? Why? Because now, does Rashi sound like to you? He's saying a svara mesuyim. Why it's not shame? No. Rashi not telling you svara. This Rashi, yeah. When we want to know why is Rashi hold it's not shame. We suggested before, but it's not enough. Yeah? But this Rashi, L'chaira, seems to be echoing the Rashi in Yafiyut Ches. This Rashi that says, it stirs the regal. Why? Why it stirs the regal? Because anything, kol mashu kaychay, v'loy gufa, it stirs. Therefore, it stirs the regal. Meaning, there is no such thing as tzoreres the shame. Not because punkt hit is no hana. Because when actually it stirs the regal, why is it stirs the regal? Because kol ma, shu koichev, like gufa, it stirs.
It's right, Rashi mentioned that shame is always gufa. Shame would always be gufa, there's no
koichev
by shame.
Not because you need hana. You keep on trying to go there. Because what Rashi says over there, because Shane needs gufay. He doesn't say Shane needs hana, he says Shane needs gufay. So, no point in going over the same point. So, I would say this Rashi is not saying that the svara is, the reason why there's no tzaris by Shane is because there's a tzar and misad hana. Rather, there's no tzaris by Shane because Rashi says, called tzoreres, kol mashu koichav v'loy gufa is called tzoreres. And tzoreres, and Rashi and Vilches seems to say that tzoreres is only by rego. All tzoreres, by definition, is rego. Even though it has the characteristics of shame, it's called rego. Which is stam, it's a funny thing. It's modazak, right? Why, you know, why should it be rego? Maybe it shouldn't be at all, right? You're telling me that Tzoreres only said by regal, but why should, you know, it's a little funny to say that all Tzoreres, anything that's kaychay, it was automatically regal. It doesn't have the characteristics of regal, then why should it be considered regal? So that's a little funny. But perhaps Rashi seems to be saying that anything that's kaychay is considered regal, and that's why Yogs and Taisus says that it changed. Rashi says that's not. It's a certain tsrayrus. It's not a certain shame. It's a certain tsrayrus. Tsrayrus ain't this koicha, not kufa. It's tsrayrus, and the male Rashi says that's regal. That's the flow of Rashi. What Rashi? Let's read Rashi. Yeah. Have a name of the regal. Why is it tsrayrus the regal? B'chayr Rashi come explain why it's tsrayrus the regal, right? B'chayr tsrayrus the regal. B'chayr 1 second tsrayrus the regal and not shame. No, b'chayr. Rashi says have tsrayrus the regal. B'chayr means regal and not shame. He says why? Because kol mashu guf, kol makayv for guf. He says tsrayrus, tsrayrus.
Really bad.
And male, it's male, so it's regal. Tsrayrus has to be regal. But if his question was, when he said, "Vana mitzrayus the regal," he's coming to the fuka. Why is not tsrayus a shame? And the answer is because no. Then Nash is doing an awfully bad job in telling me that. Okay.
Yeah, but any question? That is, if it's Rashi, it's almost like the word tsrayus is regular, interchangeable.
Right, that's what we're saying. That's right. That's right. That's sure, it's automatically regal.
That Gimel is very sure with this Rashi.
What?
That Gimel is really difficult. Being
no, not really difficult. A little bit difficult. Like a little bit difficult.
He's giving totally that's the definition. No,
he's not. Again, that's why when I was reading the Rashi, I was Marambiz that Rashi does not necessarily doing what the Rashi Mishans is doing, and Rashi is not coming to exclude. Atal's glowing. That's not what he's trying to do over here. Okay? It's true that Atal's glowing not. The reason why Atal's glowing is not because it's Tsrayrus. That's why it's not Chain. Rashi, so that's why Rashi doesn't give that example. But Rashi gives the example, Lemais with Chayyab Hashain, and Rashi explains the causes are not. But, you know, maybe we're overkill over here. You know, we're trying to be too smart in Rashi because we have all our Hakiris. We're trying to put everything in the Rashi. But if we don't have all our Hakiris, we'll just read the Rashi. Rashi could be just saying that they need a not. Domin Hashain, there's a not. Does he mean the Rashi Mishanta is a not in the Paris? It could have meant that. If I didn't have the Rashi Yechesim Beis, I would say that. I would be happy to learn that. If I was just learning of Gimel, and I open the Shita, and I see Machoikas Ben Chano on the Shita, and the Shita says, because there's no Anah, what did the parents give you Anah? And then I read the Rashi, I'll say, oh, Shita Rashi. But we're saying the Rashi Yechetz. And I'm learning Rashi over here. So, pulling it all together, I'm not so scared off from Rashi and Nav Gimel. So I said, it's not a major kashmir gimel. It's a bit of an annoyance. It's a nudgy Rashi. But I think we can live with the Rashi Nefkin. Right. Turn about it. I'm going to show you. I think I'm welcome.
Well, how's Rashi answer?
We have a cloud. You're new to the shir. Okay, we have a cloud. We've adopted from Shem Zalman. That once we start the next sugya, and we don't answer questions on the sugi before. So even though I let Benji get away with it before, but now that's the cloud. Okay?
What?
Tanabana. Harnagoylin Shahim Africhin. Mokam Lakan. Rishov Kale Makanfeyim. Ruh Shah Bakanfeyim. Misham Machat Nezek. Subhazayim Benezek Shalom. Like the simple thing about Nachamal, Tan Yidol, Tan Gonshem, and Mahatzin, and Gabi Yisa, and Gabi Paris, and Timfo, and Nikru, and they pecked at it, and Shalom, and Shalom, Hello, offer, it's right, it's Shalom, it's an Ezek. Simple Zom, and Ezek Shalom, Tan Yidol, Nachamal, Tan Gonshem, and Mefriach, and Mokam, and Mokam, and here's where maybe a bit more of a Kiddush. Yotzi Ruach, and Tachas Kanafav, the Shiva is a Kalim, Misham Chazinezek, Stomach, Rabbanon, and Ruach is called Kaichon. Rashi. No Rashi? Oh, Ruach Milchampeim, Shinog Milchampeim, Mikhli, Mamish. Or Ruach Milchampeim, Hain, Shah is the Kaichayu.
Maybe it's the word Mamish?
What?
Maybe it's the word Mamish or
no? No.
Okay.
What?
Nada.
I added that.
Okay.
Sorry. At least you listen. It's good. Mahatzim raktim and nakru bechartim shalem. So you can't beak. I don't have to translate that.
Fine. Halacha in the Aretz Leisa. Okay. Amarav Bishlam Asum Cheskasav Chayech Gufi Dami. Al Banan Ig Gufi Dami Kuhn Ezg Bar Lishalim. Lef Lach Gufi Dami Hatzin Ezg Naim Lach Lishalim. Halam Rav Lam Gufi Dami Chasin Ezg Chayech 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 Chasinet Nami Loi. This is an awful Rashi. Chasinet Nami Loi. The Loi Ashkechon Chatzin Nezek El B'Mishun. Aber Midi Dorchei Loi. Rashi, the problem that when Rava says that you shouldn't even pay Chatzin Nezek if Chayosh is Latin Gufay, why is that, says Rashi? Rashi Chatzin Nezek El B'Mishun. Aber Midi Dorchei Loi.
Mishun is Ken.
1 second. Yeah, Mishun is Ken. Okay, so... But the point is, now Chayra, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that if Chayra is Lachi Gufay, so the reason why there's no Chatzin Nezek is because Chayra is Lachi Gufay. No, Chayra is Lachi Gufay. And why is it even Chatzin Nezek? Not because you didn't do anything. It's not Mesachas to you, Bukhla. Chayra is Lachi Gufay. Right? If Chayra is Lachi Gufay, so then the reason why you potter, right? Is because you didn't do anything. So let's maybe just Rashi's Bavarni, maybe should be, even, you know, even though Batsmi should be part of it, maybe it's Karen.
What's the
problem? Maybe it's Karen. Maybe it's like it's Palganiska. So Rashi says, no, it's not Mishonah, so it can't be Karen. Maybe that's what Rashi's Bavarni. He's not explaining to me, you know, why is it that that's not Chatzin Nezek? Rashi Bavarin and Kreb, about the mice is not Chatzin Nezek, because Chatzin Nezek is going to be like a good fight. But just like by Karen pays Chatzin Nezek, even though Bats Mishvi Potter, the man of Palkanis Kanasa, that's where he says, no, it's not Karen is only by Mishonah. So you can't pull the Karen car on us. Okay, fine.
What was Rashi's problem with Rashi?
Because Rashi seems to be saying the reason why it's Potter is because it's not Mishonah. Because Rashi, so Kashi was with me, he said, the reason why it's potter is because it's nothing. Not because it's not Mishonah, it's potter, because nothing, no reason to mechayev it. So Chai Rashi just means that, you know, you might have said, okay, 1 second, I have an example of something that really shouldn't be chayev, it's chayev anyway, Katzin Ezek, so maybe this also, there's no, that's a special parash of Karen, it's not Karen. Okay. Now.
It's not Chai Rashi.
What?
So it's not a Chavir Rashi.
Okay. Now, so here we have, I mean, we sort of, you know, flogging a dead horse, but here we have, you know, we had the Barber 10 times, I want to. So here we have the Barber's Kasha, which is still in the back. The Barber's Kasha, the what? That we asked being from the Nachos David that Rain Kaltar Kula Kaychis Gufa. What's Rabbi saying? What's Rabbi Masupik Kaychis Gufa or not? Rain Kaltar Kula Gabri Tzichel Gabri Mazik Adam that throws a baseball bat from a baseball through the window. Avada Yischayev Kaychis Yischayev from Mazik and kill someone with a gun, for example. It's also probably not more than Kaychis. So you chayev, right? So therefore, what's going on over here? So the Baruch Ber.
What's the whole question? You only chayev by shor because you have to do shmir. Who said you have to do shmir by shor's kaiche?
What?
Who said you have to do shmir on a shor's kaiche? That's the reason you chayev by shor the bina.
Oh, first of all, yeah.
Okay.
As we discussed other times, right? So I want to say, if the whole chayev is, Are you being machnas into the chakir at the beginning of Masechta, whether it's all the lack of shmiru or it's all mamayna? You're going with the tzad that it's only the lack of shmiru.
Sure.
Huh? So lack of shmiru, so then what? Who's it? First of all, but Rabbi doesn't. So you want to say that maybe if it's all shmiru, so maybe I'm chuyv to be shomer for the kaychay. Well, why not? First of all, why not? If Kaich is a good fight, call Targuli Chai for Kaich, why by Behem or not? Second of all, Rav is handling whether Kaich is a good fight or not. Rav is not handling why Chai for Shmir or not. Rav says, the Shai, if Kaich is a good fight, then Vadi Chai. If Kaich is a good fight, then Vadi Potter. What's going on here? Where does the Chatzin Ezek come from? So
He's handling Kaycha Gufa. He's not handling his Rechiv Shmira now. So therefore, that's the question about Bar deals with, and Bar wants Taina. Based on the Yisoid Ash from Chaim, that we see that even the din of Avin Tolda, we say the Shif and Ukav, is that a special parish of Tolda? So we see that only it's only Chayiv, right? It's Chayiv. Only, you know, Chari Zicha considered the Ma'aser of Behema, right? We see that that's not enough. Each mazik has its gedarim, and it has to be the animal itself. El Ma'ay, if it's something that's even not the animal, something that's attached to the animal, right? It's only chayiv al tolda because it's daima. So meila kaychay, which is totally removed from the animal. So even though we say about something you do with kaychay is misyaches to you, it's considered that you did it. That's why called targuli chayiv. But Gabi Behema, it's not enough that the Maisa is Misyachas to the Behema. The Maisa Hezek is Misyachas to the Behema. We need that the Hezek was done with the Guf of the Behema. The Told is Mechayiv, even if it's part of the Behema. But we see that that's the gather of Shar. Shar is the Gufay. We see that, though.
I'm saying, why is this Kaychen Avsechas like?
No, it is Misyachas. See, that's the point. That's what I'm being Magda over here. In other words, the issue is not whether or not what the hezek that was being done, do we attribute it to the shor? That's not the issue.
Not the
because in Kol Tarakula, we say kaychai is a gufay. If I kill someone with a kaychai, I murder someone with a kaychai, it's mesachis to me. Okay? So if that was enough to mechayiv mam and amazik, yeah, then the siachis of the maisa. The tzachas of the care of the hezek to the animal, then about al bichay. Yeah, but we see, Zaken Baruch Hu, that mamad mazik, you need the guf. If mamad mazik, you need the guf. Memela haraya that even shlif and all that is only chayiv al tzolda.
What do you see?
When you see what? Because you see that I just said why. Because you see the Ikka Mazik, Shar is the Shar itself. And anything that's not Mamish the Shar itself is only a Tolda.
So who said Kaycha is not also a Tolda?
One second. We see that even something which is attached to the Shar, yeah, is only Chai because it's Tolda. Right? So now, therefore, Rava. And that the chiddush of the told is that it's also considered I don't know how to say it. It's also part of it. Whatever. Point is now something which is totally removed. Yeah, that maybe not.
Maybe not.
But the fact that it's misyaches doesn't necessarily mean that she received the b'mchayim. We see from the whole parasha of Toldis that we see that we're dealing with different rules. We see that there's a din of Gufay. We see Reish is called that from the Av we see this din of Gufay. Now the question is, what are we marbe into that? Yeah. So that Rava says is kaycha ke Gufay. Fits very well with Gemara. Gemara is not handling whether you chayiv for kaychay. Gemara is handling whether the kaychay is considered gufay. Is kaychay gufay? If kaychay is gufay, it's pentezek shalom. If kaychay is not gufay, then chayiv mechayiv. Now, Zaken Baruch Be'er, right? This is where the knack of Baruch Be'er, what we're discussing the whole time, which doesn't fit well into Lashon Gemara at all. Yeah, because especially Gemara says Bishlam Mesumchas Al Kaych Gufay. Right, sounds like he's not working the Lachem Rishin B'chal. Rabbi didn't bring the Lachem Rishin until the end. He's a Bishlam Mesumchas Kaych Gufay. El Rabbana, what are they all? They say, oh no, it's Lachem Rishin. The whole Halachel of the Gemara is certain Al Baruch Be'er. Zoker Baruch Be'er that even when Rav is clearing, he's vaita going in the Lachem Rishin B'Sinai. Even after the Lachem Rishin B'Sinai, it's a new Machayev. It's a new machayev of Tzrayus. It's a new machayev of tzoreres. And one second, and Rav was good for clarifying this new machayev of tzoreres, which is not good for mamish. Yeah, what is the gather of it? What is the gather of this new machayev? Is it kagufay or is it not kagufay? If it's kagufay, it should be nezek shalom. If the Torah is mechadish me that tzoreres is also considered kagufay. That's what Torah is telling me. It should be nezek shalom. If Torah and if it's not kagufay, why is it chayav at all? She says no. It's chatzin nezek. Which is awkward again. In the Lashon Gemara, the Gemara says, oh, loch machine, it's chatzin nezek, meaning the whole time we're working loch machine. So it's very not kishmak in Lashon Gemara. Totally not kishmak, right? Now, but upon him, that's where Baruch Bar wants to learn up. That's where he gets to his idea that Tzoreres is a new mechayev, because by Mamon Mazik, there's a din of gufa that we see from the sugya of the Av and the Tol. Now, what's bothering Ari over here is what he asked before, and if we say we do see that there is a concept called Tolvus. That means that even though it's not gufay, so that maybe will be shayla. What is the gather of the toldus over here? Yeah, what is the gather of the toldus? Is the toldus saying that it's gufay? When all these things, what's that? Saying? Prima shepi. All these things, yichayim. Yeah. Toldus
is gufay. What does that mean?
It's an extension of the guf. So, no, abadin is the din of gufay. But the Tolda is saying that as a Tolda will say this is an extension of the Guf, or is the Tolda saying that even though it's not Gufay, but since it's close enough, yeah, it's Daima, so therefore it's Daima, the Eifin of the Hezek, yeah, so Yichayim also. Okay? So, Manach, your question. Nachmin is chai chai. You fell right in Ari. Nachmin is chai chai, right? Because right, if you don't say chai chai chai, then without lochem hashem esinai, you're not going to chai chai chai. You chai for chai chai, but it's not a gufay. So if even after the parish of Talmud, this din of gufay, nervos, this is an extension, by extension, it's also called gufay, because it's part of the guf, it's attached to the guf. Yeah, and that was the chiddush of Masa, which is not mamash attached to the glove. Then koicha is for sure not going to be a tolda. If you hold, that's what machine is mechadish to that. Well, without that, without koicha gufay, that's not chamin. You wouldn't say that naturally.
Sure,
that's gufay. The fact that the koicha is chay is not gufay. If you say that this where Marabah told us is. That we're saying it's also chayiv. You know, it's not gufay, but it's chayiv because it has the same characteristics. It has the same way. Then you would have Ari's question. Then you should be chayiv at least. Even if chayiv is not gufay, you should be chayiv as a told. Okay, so your question will be told in this way. It could be brought by the other way. Actually, this shayla, I think it might be very negaya. Well, I guess we're not going to get to today. The sugya of Kroin, the egla with the wagon, the nagola, the egla, whatever you want it to be. But there might be a machlokes rishonim over there. And there might be a machlokes in the Havana of the field of Rishonim to learn that it's still my hesed, that animal dimming the zav is hesed, not medras, and to my animal pulling the wagon, comparable to the zav pulling the wagon. And in the discussion of Rishonim, we got a step on a board on one side and not something on the other side, that might have to do with this shayla, but obviously we have to wait on it.
I don't know.